I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Happy Tuesday, Meatballs. Welcome to the Meatball Pod. We missed you so much, and we love you.
Yeah, we missed you. We had, first of all, we haven't been here really for 2 weeks because we had our 15th anniversary, which was crazy pants. We had like a big party and it was so fun. And you guys will see that because we filmed all of it.
I mean, what don't we film?
And then Thanksgiving, I had the best Thanksgiving. How was yours?
Yeah, Thanksgiving was amazing. And then my birthday and everything. And then celebrating our 15-year anniversary. It's just crazy. It's crazy pants. And I feel like we've been like nonstop. Like I'm trying to like wrap for, you know, the Christmas presents and everything. I just feel like I'm so behind this year because so much shit has been going on.
Oh my gosh, I know. So I'm like, oh my God, I got pictures done. And I'm like, shoot, I didn't even get the Christmas cards. So my Christmas cards are coming tomorrow. And then I guess I'm going to try and get them out by Monday. And hopefully my friends and family get them before Christmas. But it's just been so chaotic because we just finished filming. And then there's so much going on with Christmas and getting gifts and doing things with the kids. Like, I'm really trying to do so much with the kids. We went to New York and we saw the Radio City Rockettes. They loved it.
Oh, I saw that. So fun.
Yeah, they absolutely loved it. And then we also went to see Santa. We went on a Santa train. And then this week we're going to Storybook Land. And so I feel like, yeah, I've just been busy and just like, I want the kids' Christmas to be magical. And then I'm like, okay, when am I going to do cookies? When am I going to do this? All while there's like, you know, drones just flying up in the air. Are we going to even have Christmas? What's happening?
I mean, we'll definitely get to the drones because they were literally over my house last night. And they've been in my town. And everyone's talking about Florham Park in Morristown because that's like where they are.
Well, luckily I haven't seen them by me. Knock on wood. Watch, I'll see one tonight.
Well, God bless, because I don't know what they want. But no, don't worry about your Christmas cards because, you know, like you said, we've been busy, like, you know, with Thanksgiving and filming. I ordered my Christmas cards early because I knew I was going to be, like, stressed out. But, Dee, I haven't even sent one out yet. They're still sitting on my desk. So
I feel like, what's crazy? I feel like everyone's in the same boat. I've only received 4 Christmas cards.
Damn.
And by now, really, my door is open. So it kind of made me feel better.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Even if they do come after Christmas, who cares? It's the thought that counts. And you're special because you got a Christmas card. So I am behind as well. But it's totally fine. And also, I have to say, I'm very jealous. Well, no, I love the fact that you do this for your kids because I did this for my kids when they were younger. And it just makes me sad because I try to do, you know, like the Polar Express and all of that. And Lorenzo and Giovanna were like, no, no. I'm like, you guys, well, he's like, I hope no one's listening, kids-wise. Lorenzo knows now.
Yeah.
We had the big conversation and I was like hysterically crying, but he was like, it's okay. Like, I know, like, you do everything for me and like, I appreciate you. So he was like consoling me while I was hysterically crying. He was hugging me. Like,
come on these things for me then.
I cannot. So he's actually like my little elf helper, which is amazing. So I love that. But he's like, no, mom, like, I'm 12 years old. I'm not a baby anymore. I don't want to do this. And then Giovanna's like, yeah, no, I'm good. And I'm like, what? Am I just going to bring Angelo? Like, this is ridiculous. So I'm living vicariously through you because I wish they were little still.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Well,
not a fan.
I usually am like really good with the elf stuff too. But last night,
did you just throw it?
Let me tell you something. No, they were being bad. My kids were not being good. So CJ, I was yelling at him and he's sticking his tongue out at me. Oh. I told Cameron, you can't have candy because you're eating dinner. He went into the pantry, looked at me, grabbed the gummy worms and ate them right in front of me.
Oh, and did you see the elves are watching?
Oh, yeah. So usually my elves bring like little something.
Well, they should
bring like little candy or something.
Yeah.
Well, the elves did come. But I wrote like a note and I was like, CJ and Cameron, sorry, no fun treats today. We saw CJ stuck his tongue out at mommy and we saw that Cameron wasn't listening. So Santa said, you got to get your act together and start listening. So,
what'd they say? Were they upset?
Yeah, they cried.
Stop. Well,
I felt like I had to because
Being
freaking wild. They were being nasty. Like,
no, I've done that before.
And I'm like, you know what? It killed me. But I'm like, these kids need to know there is repercussions. Like, I'm like, the elves might not come tomorrow. And they're like, they're coming. I'm like, okay. Well, now they know. Like, you keep acting like that.
Well, yeah, get your shit together.
Yeah.
So I used to give the kids a bag of coal because like Walmart sells them and like Amazing Savings. Okay. So if you go to Walmart, they have like a couple things where there's three like rocks of coal and it says bag of coal from Santa.
Oh my God.
So I used to put it in their stocking and be like, you know what? This is what you got because that one day you were nasty. So.
Well, they were definitely upset.
Do what
and
you got
to
do.
I also asked them to clean up all their toys and they didn't do that. So then as soon as they were like, we're sorry. And they started picking up all their toys. And I'm like, see, I was like, thank you. So I was like, see, elves, they're doing good. So later I might like throw like a candy cane, be like, elf magic. They like said, you know, I don't know. But they definitely felt bad. But I felt terrible. But I was like, they have to learn that there are consequences to their actions here.
Yep. Amen. Amen to that.
Freaking CJ with sticking out his tongue at me. I'm like, what the heck is this? You're five. Stop.
Well, Lorenzo told me to shut up the other day.
Ugh.
I go, what? I sounded like a demon. Like, I sounded like my mom. And I always used to make fun of my mom. Like, I never, like, ever told her to shut up. I would literally, like, get beat. But I would, like, you know, get nasty with her. And when she got mad at me, she would always, like, yell. And her eyes would bug out of her head. And I'd be like, why are your eyes so big? Calm down. So now, when I yell at the kids, my eyes are freaking bulging out of my head. And Giovanna said it to me. She goes, why are your eyes so big? I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm done.
Listen, I get it.
Full circle.
All, you know. I feel like all moms have a day, you know?
Well, we just have, we have a moment sometimes. Like, we can't always, we can't always be a chipper and fun mom. Sometimes I'm just aggravated and I'm freaking fed up.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was like, well, the elves aren't bringing nothing today.
Done.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, so Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I am so excited. I feel like I love this time of year. And I'm trying not to let like everything going on in this world like put a damper on it.
Well, I also feel like time is going like really fast. Like, I don't know how we're almost to Christmas. I just feel like I'm rushing now. But before we get into the crazy shit that's happening in this world, especially Jersey, make sure you guys watch the new episode. We finally arrived to Miami. Or you guys were already in Miami. I think I arrived tonight because I missed the first day. Did I miss the first day or 2 days? I don't remember.
You missed the first.
So I get to Miami and I love how I always get there. And I'm like, Dee, let's have drinks. And you're like, I'm a little hungover. I'm like, come on, Dee.
I know. Well, I don't even remember where we are anymore. I feel like we've been filming for a year.
Well, the last episode, it was Sam doing the prank about her engagement.
Oh, okay. That's right. I did see it. This week we do a scavenger hunt down memory lane.
Oh, you guys are going to like this one if you're OG fans.
Yeah. And you'll see me and Vinny get into a fight, little dick. Little dick he is.
And Angelina tries to reenact our fight. And she actually like tried to like hurt me and pull me down. I'm like, bitch, we're just kidding.
Calm yourself, lady.
Freaking brat. So you guys are going to see all of our stomping grounds. And I loved it because Dina was like hosting it. So you got to like come with us and see everything. The infamous note and everything that happened. And the house that we came back in. When did we come back? What year was that?
2018, because it was right after my wedding, which was 2017.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, just had our 15-year anniversary, and we ended up doing cement. Like you know how like the Hollywood stars, they go and like they press their hand in there, and then they have their name there. So I think they're putting that in front of the house somewhere, aren't they?
I think so.
They're doing something with that. But everybody got dolled up, and you saw us all looking like hot mob wives posing in front of Jenny's tree. And everybody thought
some
we
people
looked
were like,
so
it looks
cute.
Like Dina got so much work done. I'm like, it was the makeup.
Oh my God, I saw one of those posts.
Yeah, I'm like, it was literally the makeup.
So annoying. I hate people.
Yeah. I think it was just like the way my makeup was done because I didn't. You still look the same.
Yeah. I think you look fucking hot, though. I thought you looked so gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, most of the comments were, like, so nice and so sweet.
Oh, yeah. They loved your look.
Yeah. And then some people were like, ugh, she ruined your face. I'm like, but I didn't do anything. I just got my makeup done.
I can't stand anyone. I really can't.
People are crazy pants.
I'm ready for the aliens to come.
Is it aliens? What's happening?
Well, they're in my town, bitches. So if you live under
a rock. Well,
they're
all over. Because they're like, I've heard they were all in like South Jersey. I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
By me, knock on wood, I haven't seen any and I haven't heard about them by me. But I'm sure tonight I'm going to look up and I'm going to fucking see them.
I mean, you might because they're all over Jersey right now and they're drones. We don't know what they are, but they're literally like van sized drones and they're making noise, which is weird to me because I know like alien stuff doesn't make noise and they move really quick. So I don't know what the heck this is. They're saying that it's coming out of the water and they're just like circling everywhere. They were saying on the news that they're hitting Florham Park and Morristown a lot because we have all of our private airports here. And like,
well, don't you have airports? I have. So I live right next to McGuire Air Force Base. And I don't know, maybe that's why they haven't come over here. But then I'm surprised.
No, I think they're coming over there soon.
Because I feel like if whoever it is stalking places.
Well, I don't think it's aliens. I think it's Project Blue Book. Project Blue Beam. Because that was like predicted to happen either at the end of this year or next year. And basically it's the government faking an alien invasion with drones. And they're going to use like holograms to say like a mothership is like taking over and freak everyone out.
I tell you, the government is not making me feel better about this entire thing.
No, because like, they're playing fucking dumb. Like,
oh, what is it? We don't know what it is. What do you mean you don't know what the fuck it is and where it's coming from? Like, what do you mean? How? We have so much of technology. How do we not know where this thing is coming from or what it is?
No, they think we're morons.
I'm getting I'm like, what is happening here? And then, I don't know. It's just freaking all wild. It's wild. Then they're like, it's Iran. And then all of a sudden the Pentagon comes out and they're like, well, there's no ships of Iran. So we don't know what it is still. And I'm like, what? Why does this feel like a big skit I'm watching? Like,
literally,
this doesn't feel like
we live in a movie.
Like,
we live in a joke movie.
I'm like, is this insanity?
So last night at like 2:30, 3 o'clock, I heard it and I went outside and it's literally just circling, but then it just stays there and it doesn't move. So it's just like, what is it looking at? And God forbid it malfunctions. It's the size of a freaking minivan. If it falls, like it's falling on someone's house, like it's killing people. Like it malfunctions, it's literally going to kill people. I don't understand why the government is like, thinks we're dumb. It's like, oh, I don't know what it is, but we're not going to shoot it down. Like, what the fuck? This is a movie. This is
an actual
movie.
So then why were
we
able to shoot down the Chinese balloon? The balloon from China? Why was that allowed to get shot down?
Is it because
it's either one, or there's a couple things I'm like, okay, are they afraid of this thing? And they're afraid if they shoot at it, they don't know what the frigate's going to do. Two, it's them. And they're, for some reason, our own government is doing this. And then I'm seeing other crazy things like, oh, it's looking for a secret nuclear bomb. And I'm like, well, that's fucking great.
No, I definitely think it's the government. So everyone that's saying it's aliens, I mean, I wish it was, but I feel like it's not. And I feel like in the next couple of days, we're going to know more because they're holding like all these like hearings with Congress to be like, what the hell? And all the Jersey representatives are freaking pissed off. They're like,
oh,
just
God,
tell
that
us
one
what
guy,
it is.
What's his
bullshit.
Name? Wait, what's his name? The guy that he actually walked out. He walked out. And he was like,
it's just like, what the
fuck? Absolutely ridiculous that I traveled 2 hours to be told nothing. Basically, it was like the conversation was like, this could have been an email.
Yeah.
That's how that conversation went.
Insane.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm starting to feel a little unsettled. So for a while, I was like, whatever, like, it's probably this. But you know when, like, so Chris is like, you know what, when you're on a plane and you don't get worried unless the flight attendant gets worried, and then you're like, okay, there's a reason to be worried.
Yeah, it's when they, like, run to their seat and buckle.
Yeah.
I hate
so
that.
Chris is my flight attendant, you know? He's my flight attendant in this house. So usually he's like, you know, don't worry about it. It's fine. This one, he's like, this is unsettling. And I'm like, wait, you think it's unsettling?
Yeah, it's like sinister.
I'm like, should I think it's unsettling? So now
oh, God.
I'm like, and he's like, I mean, they don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. So now I'm like, oh, if he's nervous about it.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying.
If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's just crazy pants. And there's other, like, other crazy shit besides these drones. Like, freaking, how about that guy, that Luigi, that killed the CEO?
Oh, my God. And now there's posters going up about all the CEOs, like, saying they're going to go missing and they're targeted next. I mean, this is fucking, we live in hell. We live in hell.
I felt like it reminds me of, like, Gotham City. Like, that's what I'm like.
We need Batman.
Like, he's like the Riddler of this kid, because he's like, he, all of this entire thing is like a riddle, like, that he has from, like, the bullets being engraved, him getting taken, getting arrested at McDonald's, him posing in a picture with a McDonald's thing, like, him posting, like, a video, like, if you see this, I'm probably arrested already. So some people are like, this is, he's still not, like, done.
It's so, I'm so like, this weird. Is
also crazy. But I also read the reason he did this is because his mom was sick and couldn't get and never got approved. And she was, like, suffering. So that was one of the reasons he did it. And as somebody that, do I agree killing people? No. But I could understand the pain that he was feeling, because I was on that side before with my dad. Because when he was dying, well, he had leukemia. And he was in, he could have gotten a, so there was this new drug going around, but it had to get approved by insurance. So for, like, weeks, we were waiting for this insurance for him to get approved so that he could try this new drug that has been getting, like, actually a lot. It was doing good. Like, it was helping people. So we're like, okay, this is our next step, because he was, like, running out of options. And by time we got approved, which was weeks, he was already on life support. So it was like frustrating, because, like, if this insurance approved this earlier, my dad could have probably or possibly still been with us, you know?
Ugh, what a sin. Insurance
is, yeah. So, like, in a way, like, I could see why this kid is probably, man, actually, is, like, feeling the way he's feeling, anger, you know? I mean, would I go and kill people? No.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that, but.
But I get the anger he probably felt, because I felt that anger, you know?
Oh, that's awful. That's terrible.
Yeah, so I feel like it's, like, a bigger story of why this kid.
Oh, yeah. This actually reminds me of the TV series that I just binged. It's called The Madness on Netflix. And it's so good. The main actor is from Fear the Walking Dead, like, one of my favorite TV series. It's, like, the spinoff of The Walking Dead. And it's just, it's insane. The first episode draws you in. It's, like, drama, conspiracy. I feel like you and Chris would like it.
Oh, okay.
It's basically about this news anchor that gets set up by this huge corporation. And this corporation is killing everyone, but, like, no one's gonna arrest the billionaire guy because he pays everyone off. It's just, like, a whole bunch of corruption in, like, the healthcare, the government, whatever. And this guy literally just takes down everyone because he's being set up.
But I feel like that's kind of what this. I feel like he just, like, he had this plan, and that's kind of like it. It was, and but everybody, there's so many people all over the place that are like. Like on his side, probably because they've all been through something like this with freaking health insurance, because health insurance is freaking it's so expensive. If you don't get approved, like you literally, you like my dad, he died. He you know, it's just, it's crazy. In other countries, they have free healthcare.
Insane.
Really is. The entire health system, it's just, it really is insane. And then, wait, did you see the One Health, which one was it? But they were trying to say that they wouldn't, if your surgery goes over a certain amount of time, they will only pay for a certain amount of anesthesia.
Oh my God, that's bullshit. Everything's all about money. It's really disgusting.
But after the CEO got killed, they were like, they took that back. They're no longer doing that. It's just also, yeah, healthcare, it's so sad, the whole thing. Other countries get free healthcare.
I'm pretty sure Australia has it.
But yeah, he's probably angry. His mom's sick. Insurance isn't covering her medication. So he was an angry person, and I get it. But I didn't go kill people, but I was pissed. I was angry and sad.
Well, aside from all that crazy stuff, now there's volcano sharks.
What is
there? There's mutant volcano sharks.
I'm like so confused.
Okay, this was not my bingo card. Because that is just like, that reminds me of like Sharknado, like so stupid. But now there's volcano sharks. Mutated.
Wait, so my first reds at.
They're mutated. I thought it was just, I'm like, is this real? Funny.
Yeah, I was like, this isn't real.
This isn't, and then all of a sudden, oh my God. I deep dived it.
I was like, oh my God, this really is real. There's like, freaking sharks now in the ocean.
At this point, with everything going on, the drones, the aliens, freaking volcano sharks mutating, why are we still paying taxes?
Yeah.
Well, like, why are we still paying bills? Why is this a thing?
You know what? That's probably why people aren't so worried about Christmas cards.
They're like, fuck this. This is literally a simulation.
They're like, who knows if they're going to get there?
What is life? Like, what is happening? I can't.
Oh my gosh. It really is wild. Wild times.
Like, do you think we're going to end the year with aliens or we're going to save it for 2025?
Well, I'm a little nervous about New Year's Eve. Like, are they going to wait until 12 o'clock and be like, I don't know.
And they're going to make that scary noise. Shit? I'm scared they're going to make that scary noise from War of the Worlds.
Oh my God. World of the Worlds is something.
I'll end my life. I'm done. I can't deal.
Yeah, that would be scary.
That's so scary.
I'm just waiting for my phone to go off, like shelter in place or something.
Oh yeah, like off the grid. I literally had nightmares last night because I heard the things flying around and I couldn't sleep, but I knew I needed to get sleep. So I just had like horrible nightmares of, you know, the freaking emergency alert going off, and then we have no cell phone, and we're just like, can't get in touch with loved ones. You don't know what's happening. The TV's not working. You don't have the news. Like,
that's what, like, what I'm waiting for.
Like a blackout.
My phone to go off like that. Oh. Wait, so last night, the kids went to sleep, and Chris was asleep. So I was like, Chris, and he was like, what? I'm like, can you just watch me downstairs while I move the elves? He's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I'm scared.
Are you Gianni? Gianni makes me do that.
Like,
Gianni's like, Nicole, I heard a noise. Can you watch me go downstairs? I'm like, what?
Well, because my back window, I could see everything, you know? So
wait,
I have a big
blind
back window, not by the ones by my kitchen.
Oh my God. I would invest.
So
in
I'm like, can you watch me? Like how old am I? I have two children and I'm asking my husband to watch me go downstairs and move the elves.
It's scary. At night, I don't go anywhere alone. I'm nervous. And I leave like all the lights on because I can't.
I was fine until like this new alien drone shit. And I was actually doing okay even with it. But now that like Chris is like worried about it, now I'm worried about it.
No, I get very scared at night and I feel like something's gonna happen.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, anyway, why don't we jump to meatball questions? Because I have my, so my PTA event is tonight, which I'm super excited.
Oh, that's fun. About.
Yeah. So I'm going to head to the place we're having it and we're going to start decorating in a little bit. I'm excited. I hope it goes smoothly. I hope everybody has fun because this is like, you know, if it goes well, it could be something that'll be every year, which would be awesome.
I'm sure it'll be great if you're planning it. You're good.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. I have everything ready to go. CJ's so excited. He's like with his friends and he's like, are you coming to my mommy's cookie event? So he's like excited about it. But so yeah, let's have some questions because I do have to hop off in a little bit and go take care of the event. Where are we? Here we go. Here's some meatball questions. Hi, ladies. Currently watching the OG Jersey Shore. How were chores, household duties split? Also, what was the worst area to clean and who was the dirtiest? Oh, that's a good question.
We didn't really split anything.
We really didn't take care of the house. Like, once in a while.
We didn't do shit. We were just talking about this at the 15 reunion because we were like reminiscing like just how disgusting we were leaving food out, like not even like, you know, the sheets. Like I never washed my sheet. It was just disgusting. And now looking back, I'm like, how did we not get sick or like, you know, like very sick or like, I don't know how we survived, but no, we were gross guys.
Yeah. I would say the dirtiest was probably Ron.
100%.
He would clog the toilet and like so gross. I remember in Italy, I shared a room with the boys and we shared a bathroom and they left for like a day. And I was like, this bathroom has to be clean. Cause not only so Paul and Vinny were very clean, but like Mike and Ron would sometimes come into our bathroom, which was annoying. Cause they had like a really shitty bathroom in the back. And they didn't go into your guys' bathroom because your bathroom was super small and our bathroom was big.
Mm. You had the biggest bathroom.
And I remember, like, me, Paulie, and Vinny would get annoyed because all of us, like, kept that bathroom really clean. And then Ron and Mike would come in and it would be destroyed. Like, there would be loogies in the sink and left there. There would be, like, shit on the back of the toilet. But Vinny and Paulie weren't going to clean it. So one day they left and I was like, all right, I just have to fucking do it because I can't live like this. And I wound up cleaning that entire bathroom and mopping it. And like, I don't know whose loogie it was. I think it was Mike's.
Stop, I'm going to throw up. I can't do boogers.
The one time I got into a fight with Mike and I grabbed, because there was like stuff left in our shower. And I like grabbed all the stuff in the shower. I'm like, here, take all your shit. Never use our shower again. And Ron's like, that's my stuff. And I'm like, well, you both stink. Don't use my shower again.
Literally disgusting. So yeah, we were not great. And I feel like we left all the food out, like, because nobody wants to do the dishes or, like, clean up. So I feel like at some point they were just like, oh, okay, we need, like, a clean – like, we need the producers to come in and clean because we were just gross. But once we got back – once we came back for family vacation in Miami.
Yeah, that was different.
Because we were adults. I was like a mom at that point. Jenny was a mom. We were all just like grown. So we didn't want to live in filth. And we were definitely cleaner then. And even now, like going on vacations, like we're all clean and, you know, we do our stuff. But back in the day, hell no, we were disgusting.
Yeah. Now, like Nicole said, now like we all take turns cleaning and doing dishes because we don't want to live in filth.
All right. Next question. All right, so here's another question. Are either of you really hoping for anything specific for Christmas, and have your kids asked for anything cool? Well, me for Christmas, I never want anything for Christmas. I like thoughtful things. Like I love when I get like collages, like a photo frame that I can hang of like my kids, my family. I like sentimental things. I like engraved things with my kids. But I have everything. I don't want anything, but I love like mommy thoughtful gifts, like about my kids and stuff like that. But like I never need anything. I even just like cards with like feelings. Like that's all I really need.
What about the kids? Have they asked for anything pretty cool?
Oh, so for the kids, I feel like Angelo's the easiest because he's still a baby. He's 5. So it's like easy to still get him toys and everything and like things that he loves, like sharks, owls, birds. Angelo's the easiest to shop for because, you know, he's still a kid and it's still fun. But Lorenzo, he's just like, I just want money. I just want, because he doesn't believe anymore. So he's like, I just want money, like Miami Dolphin sweatshirts, whatever. So it's whatever. And Giovanna still believes.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, next, she's questioning it a lot. And she's saying, I know you do this, I know you do that. I'm like, Giovanna, I don't care enough to do that. So I'm like really like lying to her. But she's still at the point where she, you know, believes in all that stuff. So she wants clothes. She wants a lot of like cute outfits, skincare. And she still likes squishies. So
hopefully she'll be like me, because when I, at like a certain age, I kind of knew, but I pretended not to know, you know, because I still loved the magic of Christmas. And I knew like my parents loved the magic of Christmas. So I like, for a while, I just pretended I still believed, you know?
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, for me, same like you. Like, I like sentimental stuff. Chris said I'm really going to love my gifts this year, so I'm excited.
Ooh.
I get to see what he got me. But, yeah, I feel like he knows I like sentimental stuff, so I feel... Yeah, I feel like if he says he's excited about it, it has to be something really cute. So I'm excited to see. And the boys, like, they want, like, skateboards and roller skates and stuff like that, because our neighbor, he's, like, 13, and he plays with them sometimes, and he does all that, so they think it's so cool. And at first, I was, like, a little nervous about getting it for them, but I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm sure there's ones for their age, so I did find those, but I keep telling them, like, no, like, I've told Santa, you can't have it.
Oh yeah!
I hope that they're like excited about that, because I did get that.
Sure.
We went to see Santa, and I had to like get exactly what they said to Santa. So CJ wanted a Polaroid camera, like a kid Polaroid camera.
Cute. And
Cameron wanted a toy candy cane.
Stop.
I was like, all right. So I looked online and I found. All I could find of a toy candy cane, a squishy toy candy cane, it was like a dog toy. So I just bought it. I was like, all right, well, that's what he said he wanted to.
Oh, yeah. I got him a few toys that were dog toys.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, he wanted a toy candy cane. So
it is
he got,
what it is.
He's like, toy candy cane. I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure that's what you want? But
oh, he'll love it.
So innocent. I'm excited. I love Christmas time. I love giving gifts too. That's like more, I like giving gifts more than receiving.
Same. I feel like.
Wait, how about when we went to that pharmacy and me and you got like all of our Christmas gifts done?
Oh my God, you guys, I swear to God, me and Gina are the same. We had to like do a scene at the pharmacy, and we walk in, and it's one of those pharmacies in Jersey where it's not just like you go and get your pills. They have like, it's kind of like a boutique, and they have like all these cute little gadgets and stuff that you don't find anywhere else. So right when we walk in, we're like,
There were so many cute things.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God, my mom would like that. My mother-in-law would like that. My sister-in-law would like that. My sister would like this.
So I literally bought for my mom and my mother-in-law, my dad, and I spent like $350. Dina spent $600.
I did. I was like, oh my God.
And they were like, thank you so much.
But the thing was, meatballs. It wasn't, I literally got probably six people done shopping.
Yeah, you did it. You got it done.
Yeah. So
you,
I would have
you were
spent
so
like,
happy.
Yeah, I got, I was like, yeah, I was so happy. They're going to love it.
And this one aisle, they had like the cutest freaking wine glasses. And I love collecting like Christmas wine glasses.
I got like 12 of them.
Yes. I have a ton at my house. So I only got two for me and my mom. But they had the cutest freaking wine glasses. They had like rhinestones on them. And it was like Christmassy. Some were painted. Oh my God.
They
were the cutest wine glasses I've ever seen.
That was such a cute store.
I'm going to go back.
Me too. Anyways, I do have to run because I have to get to decorating for the event. But yeah, meatballs, we're back for every week now that, you know, our schedules are cleared. Just Chris, I think we'll be Christmas, right? Christmas
oh, yeah,
week.
We'll, yeah, we'll let you guys know that we'll be dark because it's Christmas and then New Year's. But we will be back next week and we'll do more of like a Christmassy theme. And yeah, it's
fantastic. I hope we're going to be here next week with the freaking drones. What are they doing up there?
They're going to take us.
But anyway, so hopefully we'll see you guys next week. I mean, we are in Jersey. The drones are doing weird things. So
yeah, pray for us, meatballs.
Yeah, send us a lot of positive manifestations. Thanks.
Yes, please.
All right.
We love you, meatballs. We did it, D.
Let's get sauced.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.